From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke defended his actions during the financial crisis while on Capitol Hill today, as he made a case for reappointment to a second four-year term. NPR's Sean Itzty reports.
Members of the Senate Banking Committee questioned Bernanke in advance of a vote on whether to send his nomination to the Senate floor. There was a good deal of criticism of his role in the rescue of big financial firms. Bernanke, a former economics professor who specialized in the study of the Great Depression, told members he did not take part in those rescues because he cares about Wall Street.
I am not a Wall Street person. I'm an academic. I come from a small town. I did it because I knew from my studies that the collapse of the financial system would have extraordinarily bad consequences for Main Street.
Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning said he would do everything he could to stop Bernanke's confirmation, but most senators on the committee expressed support, and Bernanke is expected to gain a second four-year term. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Senate lawmakers have broken a three-day logjam moving ahead on a measure to the health overhaul bill that will require insurance companies to offer free mammograms as well as other preventative services to women. By a 61-39 vote, lawmakers approved the amendment put forth by Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat from Maryland. With the vote, an impasse between Democrats and Republicans over when to begin voting on amendments to the health care bill is now over. It's expected the requirement insurers provide the extra benefits would cost the government about $1 billion over 10 years. The second in command at the Justice Department has announced his resignation after less than a year in the post. David Ogden will leave his job in February. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
David Ogden helped lead the Obama administration's Justice Department transition team, and he was confirmed as Deputy Attorney General in March. Now he says, quote, "I believe the objectives established over a year ago have been accomplished." Ogden ran the day-to-day operations of the Justice Department, but sources say there were management concerns. One called his office a bottleneck, where things got stuck and said he had control freak problems. Another says Ogden had a hard time finding a niche for himself at Justice. He was successful at low-visibility issues like healthcare fraud and Native American justice, but the Deputy Attorney General traditionally has a strong background in criminal justice, which Ogden did not. Sources say there was no final straw that led Ogden to leave, but he has an 11-month-old child at home who he'll see much more of once he returns to private practice. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Comcast and NBC have reached a deal where the nation's biggest cable company will buy a majority stake in NBC Universal. Comcast says it's agreed to pay almost $14 billion to assume 51% control of a joint venture between the two companies. With the deal, Comcast would get control of the NBC broadcast network and Spanish-language broadcaster Telemundo. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 86 points. This is NPR. Swiss authorities say they have moved jailed film director Roman Polanski to an undisclosed location ahead of a transfer to house arrest. Under terms of the court's orders, the 76-year-old director will not be able to leave his home in Switzerland until a decision is made on whether to extradite him back to the U.S. to face trial. Polanski is accused of having sex with a 13-year-old girl in 1977. He pleaded guilty to charges in connection with the case, but fled the U.S. before sentencing and has been a fugitive for more than 30 years, living in France, which does not extradite its citizens. He was arrested in Switzerland when he came to accept an award. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says he is still thinking about whether to reclaim the presidency in 2012. He did not rule out running for a third term. And as NPR's Ann Garrels reports, his four-hour marathon Q&A session with the public today had the appearance of a run for office.
No matter the question, all of which were screened in advance and most of which were about economic issues, Vladimir Putin said help was on the way. He was on the case. A master of detail, he said problems are being solved. The questioners were all friendly, and Putin avoided controversy. When asked about widespread police corruption, he said it's unacceptable to tar all policemen with the same brush. When asked his attitude to dictator Joseph Stalin, he once again strove for balance, saying it's impossible to make an overall judgment. On the good side, Putin said Stalin industrialized Russia and led the country to victory in World War II. However, he did acknowledge these positive actions were achieved at an unacceptable price. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Crude oil futures prices fell 14 cents a barrel to close at $76.46 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.